I'm Annalee Schumann-Dine with VPR News. House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says she's hopeful that lawmakers will approve a plan this session that changes how Vermont raises money for education. The plan shifts some of the funding for education from the property tax to a new income tax. Under this proposal, property tax rates would be cut and the income tax rate would not be tied to local spending decisions. Johnson says this is a much more understandable approach than the current system.
What we're trying to do is to create a much more transparent, much simpler system. We want to make a payment system fair to kids and fair to taxpayers.
Johnson says passage of the bill this year is one of her top priorities. The consequences of addiction in Vermont are continuing to put pressure on the state's courts. That's according to numbers released this week by the Vermont Judiciary. VPR's Emily Corwin reports.
At first glance, the numbers look optimistic. After 3 years of increases in cases related to addiction, such as child abuse and neglect, numbers were down for fiscal year 2017.
We thought, well, maybe this is the beginning of a different trend, and maybe some of the things that people have been doing outside the court system could make a difference.
Pat Gable, Vermont's chief court administrator, then looked at the first 6 months of this fiscal year. The addiction-related cases had risen sharply once again. And because child neglect-type cases are complicated and get first priority,
that means that other cases in the court system are not being heard.
Gable says a commission tasked with finding ways to expedite these cases will offer recommendations to the court by the end of the year. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.